The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We find in the Gemara of Adizara Daf Tezvav, a shaila. Schiris is kanya. Schiris kanya means that if someone rents from the landlord, he's considered the legal owner of the house as long as he has a lease on the house. And it would also be a shaila if schiris behemoth, if someone rents behemoth. As long as he has a rental on that behemoth, he's considered the owner of the behemoth. Or does he just have a shus to use someone else's behemoth? And the Gemara has a bunch of nafkaminas. For example, there's a halacha that a yid is not allowed to let his behemoth do work. Shvisis behemoth is asr. It's pasuk in the Torah. So the shaila is, if a person has a yid has a behemoth, and he rents it to a goy, is that considered his behemoth, the Yisrael's behemoth, the original owner's behemoth, or is it now considered the behemoth of the goy? If it's considered the behemoth of the goy, then he doesn't have to stop the goy from doing work with it. If it's considered the Yisrael's behemoth, he has to insist that the goy not do any work with it on Shabbos. There's a halacha. Another case is a halacha that a kohen is allowed to feed kashini truma. These are lower grade foods. He's allowed to feed it to behema of a kohen, only to behema of a kohen. So if there's a Yisrael that rents a behema shal kohen, so since if the halach is schiris loikanya, he's not kohen of the behema, it's still considered the behema of the kohen, he's allowed to give his kashini truma to the behema because it's considered the behema of a kohen. He's not stealing from kahanim. But if it's considered his behema, and he's giving kashine truma to his behema, to the behema of Yisrael, because schiris is kanya, he's viewed as the legal owner, then it's considered to be stealing from truma, from the kahana. That's discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara also says, and this is where we'll discuss more of a halachic application, the Gemara also says that if the halach is schiris like kanya, there's a halach, a person's not allowed to let avodah zarah into his house. So is he allowed to let a guy rent his house and put avodah zarah inside the house? If the din is the tzchiras kanya, the house is viewed as the house of the guy. So the Gemara says, then you should let. So the Gemara says, no, even if tzchiras is kanya to the guy, this is very chomer, like Sabbat Tev Besecha says, even if it's you're the owner and tzchiras is kanya, but since you're the original owner, you shouldn't allow it. The Gemara comes out schiris like kanya, which means that when a yid rents a house to a goy, he is considered the legal owner. The yid, the original landlord, is considered the legal owner of the house. We do not say it's a mechir liyayma, which means it's a sale. We consider it almost like a sale. For as long as the lease, the rental is going, we look at it like it's sold to the renter. Now we look at it like it's the house of the Yisrael, and he's renting it to a goy. The goy is just to use the Yisrael's house, the Nevada. Because of that, he would not allow to be not allowed to bring avodah zarah into the house. Now, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya that the halacha is that you're allowed to rent a house to a goy. And Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Af b'makom shehetiu lahaskir. You're not allowed to always in Eretz Yisrael. There are certain cases where you should not rent to a goy. You rent to a goy, maybe if you rent to a bunch of goyim, and I'll be Gimel about the chavim, they'll make shchunas. If you rent a gimel three houses in a shchunas Yisrael, you're gonna ruin the. It's not gonna be good for the yidden. You're not allowed to rent such a case. But the Gemara says even when you can't, the Shulchan Aruch says even when you can rent, ap makam shehatira lahaskir lehitira ela laoitzer kiyotzer. When you are allowed to rent to a guy, you could rent a warehouse. You could rent if he needs to store his silo. His chitim, you rent a silo to store his wheat. Avaloiladira, but you can't rent, Shulchan Aruch, you can't rent a house to a guy for living. Because he's going to bring in avodah zarah, he's going to bring in idols into that house, and since we know that the Yisrael is considered the owner of the house, you cannot allow a guy to bring idols into your house. So, the Ramah says as follows. The Ramah says, Va'idnu, Ve'idna, and now, Nogula Hasker. Now we are going to rent houses to a guy, and this is commonplace. People rent people own housing units and they rent it out to goyim. Says the Rama, "Vahidna now nagul ahaskir. We are customary to rent afladira even for living." Kivon she'enoyegim lahachnas savoitz kachavim. So that's shver. Why could I? How could I rent? L'chayra, they're going to bring an avodah zara. So the Rama right away says an answer, because they're not knowing to bring an avodah zara. That's what he says. Says the Shach and Sif Yud Zayin, kosher. The hachazira and the mechnisna v'tchavim. What do you mean? They do bring it in. So frek the Shach that the question is a good question. How are they allowed to bring an avodah zara into a house, a rental that's owned by a yid, if it's considered a yid's house and we don't see a schiras kanya? Says the Shach that to say that the reason why we allow it is because they don't bring an avodah zara is not a good answer, because they do bring. So the Shach, to answer this question, means a very important rush. And I'm going to speak a little about this rush, and we'll try, if we can, to even maybe bring other applications that this rush might be negeya. The rush says, and this rush can be found in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, in Seif Simen Chav Beis, in the rush. And he says, "Av shemetzinu she'asul lehaniach akum lahachnis avodah zara b'teich beisoy shel Yisrael." Even though we find that it's forbidden to allow a goy to bring avodah zara into the house of the Yisrael, she'sochah la'akum, that's rented to an akum, mikol mokim bizmanenu ein laser. In our days, it's permitted; it's not forbidden. And he says, even though we hold that schiris is loikanya, kivon sheyara umas tekifa, since the goyim are strong, ubeneim schiris liyomi kemecher, and avada, when they rent from you, it is considered kemecher, v'im nofal beisoy shamaskri eni yachal ahitzi, have mecher. So what does the Rosh say? And the Rosh, I'm just going to say what the Rosh says and explain it. The Rosh says that even though we paskin schiris is not kanya, the renter, the landlord is considered the owner. In our days, the landlord is not considered the owner, because the landlord, says the Rosh, if the landlord's own house would fall down, he can't evict him. Now what does that mean? So what that means is as follows. The halacha is, you'll see in Parak HaShoyal, in Bab Metzia, the halacha is that when someone rents a house, the landlord has retained certain rights. That was a standard, and you find that if the landlord has a house, and he has a second house, and he rents out the second house, he lives in the first house. If the first house falls down, the halacha is, he could tell the renter, "I should be homeless, and you live in my house, that's what my sid does. I only rented you the house because I had a house, but now my house fell down. So now you have to get out of my house." That's the halacha. Because the masker could say, "You shouldn't be better than me. You should have a house, and I don't have a house." That's the way it was. Says the Rosh, bizmaneinu, it doesn't work like that. If somebody would make a rental, a lease agreement, for 12 months, for his investment house, and then his primary house, his primary residence falls down, he can't go to the renter and say, "Now you have to get out, I don't have a house." Because you signed a contract, and that's the agreement, bizmaneinu. Kivon shekein, since it's like that, says the Rosh, there's a strength to schiris that's even more than the Gemara, even more than what the Gemara reckons of schiris kanya like kanya. When the Gemara says schiris like kanya, the renter does not own the house, the owner owns the house, that's because the terms of the rentals in those days was weak. The Baal Bas had certain rights over the house even while it was rented, even while the renter was living and inhabiting the house of the owner, the landlord retained the rights to those houses. But now, when the landlord is really giving up those rights, and he's saying, "Even if I'd be homeless, you have a right to this house," says the Rosh, then the halacha is schiris kanya. The agreement is really schiris kanya. There's a tekif, is the strength to the schiris that cannot be ignored. Says the Rosh, because of this, if a person would rent a house to a goy, it would be a din of schiris kanya, he would be allowed to bring idols into the house. And even though the Rosh does say words of something about the goyim being the goyim having strong tactics, and it's mashma that maybe that's the reason. You'll see in the Goyim over here, the Goyim says clearly that that's not really the reason. Really, the reason is that in Be'er Akra, in Sim Kufn and Aleph, on this Shulchan Aruch of Yud, the Goyim says Avada, the Ikar reason is because Schiris is Kanya if you can't throw him out. So therefore, says the Rosh, Bizmanenu, that's the reason. The Shach quotes this Rosh to say that's the reason why Bizmanenu we allow Goyim to bring in, Goyim to bring into Yiddish houses, we allow them to bring idols. Now, this Rosh actually has other implications. I'm just going to say one very quickly. There's a halacha that a person is not allowed to have chametz shel Yisrael in his house. A person is not allowed to have even chametz of a goy in his house if he has a chrayis on it. But if he has not a chrayis on the chametz, then he's allowed to have a chametz shel Yisrael in the house. A lot of times people sell chametz to a goy. It's in their house. I eat chametz in a house. Chametz is allowed to be in your house. If it doesn't belong to you, you don't have any achrayas on it. You're not responsible for it. But chametz shel Yisrael, a person can't, you see in Simen Tuf Mem Gimel, Sif Beis, that even without achrayas, a person should not have chametz shel Yisrael. And the goy learns that it's taka osur min ha-Torah. And if you go to Simen Tuf Mem Gimel, you can look in the Shaar Tzion over there, Simen Tov Mem Gimel Ois Chof, and it discusses all the rayas to this. But it is mashman that that's very paskin, that a person is not allowed to have chametz shel Yisrael in his house from Ikra Adin Min HaTorah. And I don't want to discuss this whole sugya, but that's the halacha in Das Agra, and the Mishavur brings it Ladina. Now the question is, what happens if a person rents out a residential unit to a frayid, who is a Yisrael, and this frayid has chametz in his house? We paskin schiris like Kanya. Schiris like Kanya means it's not considered the house of the renter, it's considered the house of the landlord, which means the Yisrael, the Frum Yid that owns this house, he has chametz in his house. And the halacha is that a person not allowed to have chametz Yisrael. Shal Yisrael, a person can't have chametz in his house. So what's the Eitzah? And I found Taka from one of the poskim in Yerushalayim, it could be Rabbi Meisha Halberstam, I don't remember who it was, and he writes that a person has residential houses rented out to Fry Yidden, he has to sell the houses. Very big Kiddush. Very big Chumah, I don't ever heard of people doing that. So the question is, can we find a better, a different Eitzah? So L'chayu L'fidus Rosh that we discussed is a very simple Eitzah, because the Rosh says that even though Schirus like Kanya, that's only in the times of the Gemara when the landlord retained rights to the houses. Bizmanenu, when someone rents a house, if the landlord's house, his own resident would fall down, he would have no legal right to evict the renter, because it's his house. You can't just say, it's my house, get out. There's a contract, and the renter has legal rights that the landlord gave him when they signed the contract. Says the Rosh, then the halacha is schiris kanya. If schiris is kanya, it's not considered that the chametz is in the house of the Yisrael at all. The chametz is in the landlord, the Yisrael. The chametz is in the renter's house. And then avada, you wouldn't be achroi, you wouldn't have a problem of this shaila of the goyim of renting a house to a frayid and having him have chametz on Pesach. That would be another nafkamina that comes out with this Rosh, and the Shach we see in Simen Kufran Aleph, Sifkot Nizayin, brings the Rosh Ladina, and if that's the case, then we'd have a very simple Eitzah, how to circumvent the problem of renting a house to frayid without selling your entire building for Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.